In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Mother of the Church, Saint Joseph, Pope Saint John Paul II, Saint Peter of Alcantara, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today in the United States, it is suggested as an optional memorial to celebrate the newly canonized Pope Saint John Paul II, who, for most of us who have lived the latter part of the 20th century, he had a great impact on the church and on Catholics who had the blessing, you might say, to have him as our Holy Father for those 20-some years that he served the church as the Vicar of Christ. I can say that St. John Paul II is the first saint I ever met, because he's the first canonized saint I ever met in person. And I think of all the saints that, you know, it puts it kind of really into the 20th century and in my lifetime that I have met someone who has been canonized. And obviously that is an important event in my life. But I think that with Pope St. John Paul II, he had an impact in many people's lives because he was one of the more out there, you might say. He went and visited so many people, went in person as the Vicar of Christ on pilgrimage to almost every spot on the face of the earth. I think he visited, the only place he never visited was Antarctica, as far as I know, that he truly was a pope who was a pilgrim, and really gave the impression that the church is on a pilgrimage through this life. We're not meant for this world, but we truly are traveling through this world to our heavenly homeland. And so he kind of had that pilgrimage charism. You know, he was always going out and visiting the flock entrusted to his care. And if you ever get an opportunity to visit his hometown, Vadovica, and visit his home where he was born, which is now a museum, they have in one area of that museum on the floor soil from all the places that he visited. Every country that he ever set his foot on, they have little squares of soil from those countries that you can actually walk over them and see the names of all the countries that he visited. And then they have on the wall, you know, computerized, you can touch the screen and you can hear what he said in a particular visit that he made to a country. And so it's quite a nice little museum that they have set up in the home that he was born in, literally right across from the church. The other thing that kind of impressed me was that he lived in a house, born in a house that was only 20 feet away from the church. You could look out the window and there's the church that he was baptized in, and for the first 18 years of his life was really a central part of his life growing up. So Pope St. John Paul II is a saint of the 20th century, the 21st century too, because he died in 2005. And of all the legacies that he has left to the church, you know, we could talk about, you know, their various encyclicals and the important things that he did as Pope, you know, instituting the Feast of Divine Mercy and all the things that he is known for. The thing that I think that he has made the biggest impact in his pontificate is his Marian spirituality and just the whole total consecration, because he put it right there out in front on his untraditional papal coat of arms with the cross and the M and the totus tuus. Forever that will be the thing that I think exemplifies Pope John Paul II, was that he left this as a legacy to the faithful. And really, of all the things that he did, it seems that that's the thing that has spurred such a renewed interest in people wanting to consecrate themselves to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Of all those who have been trying to promote the spirituality of St. Louis de Montfort, Pope John Paul II, just by his papal coat of arms and by his own life of living out this Marian devotion, probably was the greatest promoter of that in our times, in recent history. And I think that God raised him up for that, to bring out more clearly and more fully to the faithful the importance of this spirituality of Marian consecration. And his example of his own Marian spirituality that he so, you might say, it just oozed out of Pope John Paul II in every aspect of his life, that I think that was the most important thing that he helped to direct the church, to point it out in the path that it should go in these times, the latter times of our history, is to once again focus us back on the importance of the Blessed Virgin Mary and being consecrated to her. He said it in his own speeches, but most importantly, he lived it. And to see that he understood that, the importance of Marian consecration, well, the impact that Pope John Paul II had was that my vocation as a Franciscan of the Immaculate would not be if it weren't for Pope John Paul II, if he had not recognized the importance of that charism and saw that it was a charism that should be continued in the church, the spirituality of St. Maximilian Kolbe and his whole consecration to the Immaculata, which is Pope John Paul II said this was a grace he wanted for the church. He saw it to be an important grace. So personally, he has had a big impact in my life and in the life of the friars and sisters who have embraced this charism, because it wouldn't exist if he hadn't been inspired to recognize that grace and to approve the erection of the Institute. Obviously, Pope John Paul II has seen the importance of this spirituality, and he knows also the importance that Marian saints and those consecrated to Our Lady will have the importance in these times in which we live. So I think that as we celebrate Pope John Paul II today, St. John Paul II, we celebrate especially that aspect of being a Marian Pope, a Pope who truly was a vicar of Christ, but a Marian vicar of Christ. He wanted to point out the way, as Peter does to the church throughout the various ages, point the way to Our Lady, that behold your mother is probably a good motto to put underneath the picture of Pope John Paul II, is that he was pointing out Our Lady to the faithful, and he was pointing out in his own life how he had taken her into his own home. And as we contemplate his life and his message, may that part of his message especially be more and more embraced by the faithful, this Marian legacy that he has so dutifully and beautifully left to the church, more properly, just brought it out more clearly from the treasury of the church for the faithful to embrace. Let us today pray through the intercession of Pope St. John Paul II that for our own spirit, Marian consecration, that we will renew it more deeply and live it more faithfully, and pray that more and more of the faithful will see the importance of Marian consecration and truly take Our Lady into their home, into their own. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.